free. He goes to his knees, can't clear. O'Connell's got it, steps to the slot. O'Connell right-hander, Howard backside. Davidson twirling around, great save by McClellan with his left pad. Next shot goes wide. Badgers clear. Oh, McClellan looking sharp here tonight.
Mistake by Pallotta, Chuck, and Tassi, both of them getting caught up high at the blue line. That was basically a 4-on-2 down low, and again, Kyle McClellan bails him out.
5 seconds left in the power play. Here's Larson on the attack. Bumps it back to the point man, or at least intends to it. Ricocheted around to the far side, though. Here's a setup. Davidson, his one-timer right into the belly of Kyle McClellan. He gives up no rebound. Just as the Badgers get back to full strength, 14-10 left in the second period, 2-1 Wisconsin.
Well, a lot of scoring opportunities on that power play. A lot of near misses for Michigan State also.
Face off to the left of McClellan.
Boy, they murked the puck from top to bottom in a hurry.
And they go cross ice a lot too, don't they? I mean, they find the seams. They are really good on their power play again. 27% this season. Now 1-for-3 tonight and 1-for-6 on the weekend. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff out to center. Stramel forced to skate back to play it. Taps it across for Kerr. Angles a pass off the wall to Finley. Now to Stramel. Nice play between the legs of Manisto. Stramel, trailer, Lodge. His shot low, deflected, bounces in front of the net. Oh. Finley had a chance, and it trickles to the far corner. Back behind the cage. It's on the netting. Nienhaus whacks it off the netting. Took a hit from Stramel. Gets support from Finley. Eventually, it's pulled away by Sturback.
Never understood that mentality. If it's there, let's take a faceoff and get everybody reorganized.
Sure. Puck at center ice, and Nienhaus now has it. Snaps it off to Sturback, who took a shoulder from Stramel. Boy, Charlie's throwing his body around. Lead feed Finley. He let it go by him, and that's icing. I think he thought he might get the bounce and be able to turn. And the pass was behind him, angled to the right wing wall. And Finley looked back and maybe thought it was going to bounce so that he could run it down. Wasn't the case, icing on the Badgers.
That's why you got a C in trigonometry in high school.
2-1 Wisconsin lead. 13:22 left here in period number two. Face off to the right of Kyle McClellan.
Well, the second period's been much more evenly played, both special teams and 5-on-5 than the first period was, because ice was very tilted in the Badgers' favor in the first period.
Charlie Stramel back on the ice. Dexheimer after the puck, can't clear. Russell's got it, set up for Howard. He swung and missed. It's out by the blue line, held in, it seems, by Geary. Michigan State low right, and Russell wanted to pull it back and cut to his right from behind the net and left the puck right where he had it behind the cage, and it's out to center ice now. Howard across the line, Dexheimer, good reach, poked it off his stick. Good defense by Ben Dexheimer. Lifts it out towards the blue line. Baskell couldn't hold. His second attempt then deflected back into the Michigan State zone. Spartans there. Head man Howard. Howard stops and looks. Left-hander down low left. It's Dorwart. Spins away to his left out to the point. Geary now. D to D he goes. With it is Gucciardi. He'll send it deep. Russell cut back left behind the cage. Pilatichuk stays with him. Now he defends Howard. Puck near Kyle McClellan to his left. It's still loose. Russell digging after it. Lifts the pass to bounce over Lucius' stick to the point. Michigan State able to hold. They are relentless, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And it seems like in those bouncing puck battles, they always seem to come up with it for some reason.
Yeah, Badgers able to get it out to center. Michigan State getting the better end of things here over the last 2 or 3 minutes or so. Dexheimer giving chase far wing wall. Larson got there first. Puck came free. Look out. Here's a snapshot that's blocked by Wisconsin's Pilatichuk and heaved out to center ice. Badgers will finally get a change. Under 12 minutes to go, second period. A 2-1 Wisconsin advantage in the regular season finale. Badgers will finish second in the Big Ten and host playoff action next weekend against Ohio State. Bantle, dump and chase. Behind the net, it's Fitzgerald. Turns and threw one through the low slot. No one there for Wisconsin. The Badgers have to touch up. They do, and Vorlicki will send it down in. Right corner to left. Bantle after it. He tried to shove it behind the cage. Didn't have enough on it. Now Michigan State will break out. It's Red Savage.
Oh, it's
looks like
offside.
Michigan State was offside. They didn't call it. Savage carries it deep into the Wisconsin zone. Shoved by Vorlicki. Got the pass off to O'Connell. Now Levshnov near side Nienhaus. Nienhaus left circle. His shot wide. Bounces off the backboards, and Schulz tapped it ahead. Bantle can't clear. Schulz got knocked down. Now out to center. Here's Fitzgerald trying to get around Niehaus. Good defense. Now Augustine comes out of his net to paddle it to the far side, and we've got a whistle and a tripping penalty coming up. A stoppage in play with 11:06 to go in the second. Badgers lead 2-1, and Wisconsin, I believe, is going to get a power play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center in Madison. The penalty to Michigan State's Gavin O'Connell. He gets 2 minutes for tripping. And so Wisconsin gets its fourth Kunis power play of the night, leading 2-1 here midway through the second period.
And like all power plays, especially in the second period, big momentum changers.
Yep. Officially 8:54, the time of the penalty. So here's Wisconsin, 1-for-3 tonight, 2-for-6 on the weekend. Face off to the left of Augustine. Cilia, DeSaint Fowl, Bantle, Lucius, and Dexheimer, the Badgers' five skaters. Cilia won the faceoff to Dexheimer. Left point, Lucius. He'll collect. Walks down the wall, snapshot blocked right off the skate of Geary, and now carried out by Lebster. Throws it near side to Mueller. When they get control of the puck shorthanded, they don't always look to clear. They'll skate it up and see what happens. And now Lebster, the puck squirts free out near the left point of the Wisconsin zone, puts one in front, it's deflected. And the Badgers, Cilia knocked it to the corner for himself. Tried to headman to Cilia. DeSaint Fowl taken away by Lebster. Good golly. Now poke check by Cilia. Bantle's got the puck. He protects. Snaps off a left right wing pass now for Lucius. He tries to send it deep into the corner. No luck there. Nope. And Michigan State now will clear as they need a change.
Get him off and get a change. There's a point in time where if your power play's not working and you're getting outworked,
yep.
New horses on the track.
That's what's happened. Dexheimer will change here in a moment. Here come Finley, Fitzgerald, Whitelaw, Tassie, and now Polatichuk will quarterback this second unit. Michigan State can't clear. Whitelaw kept it alive and then knocked off his stick and taken by Red Savage. Savage across the line with Levshnov. Cuts to the slot. Good play by Tassie to whack into the far side. Finley can't play it off the wall. Taken back by Levshnov. Big right-handed defenseman. Stick handling. Now throws it to center ice, and that's where Fitzgerald goes to get it. Christian tried to dump it in, got shoved to the ice by Niehaus, no penalty. Michigan State trying to clear, and it deflects off Savage's stick, and Polatichuk was going right. The puck went left, and it came out to center. And then Wisconsin's Whitelaw falls down. Savage takes the puck. Williams stays on his knees. Savage steps in, and a block shot by Polatichuk. That goes into the netting. 9:28 to go in the second. 2-1 Badgers, only 23 seconds left on their power play.
Anemic is a good descriptive term. Badgers not showing a lot of life on it. Kind of discombobulated, not coming up as a unit of five, even trying to stretch the puck in the neutral zone. Did not have any opportunity to do that, basically because they just got outworked by the penalty killers of Michigan State.
Now here's Mellenbacher, Scholl, and Stramel with Kerr and Lodge. 23 seconds left on the power play, and they win the defensive zone faceoff and Lodge behind the net.
$10 says with those three guys in front, those defensemen are told, shoot
the puck. Here's Scholl across the line right wing. Wants to play it back to the point and does Lodge. Kerr, one-timer, and it's deflected, and Augustine made the stop. There you go, Ian, just what you wanted to see. Badgers get a look on the last shift of the power play, and Michigan State has killed off that penalty to O'Connell. So Wisconsin now 1-for-4 on the man advantage. 2-1 Badgers, 8:58 left here in period number two. Scholl deflects deep into the offensive zone. Augustine behind his net. He'll fling it up over the top, over the head of Mellenbacher. And Isaac Howard's now got it for Michigan State. Howard, the Hudson, Wisconsin native, spent 2 years at the National Team Development Program. And then as a freshman at Minnesota Duluth last year, 6 goals, 17 points. He's already got 8 goals and 30 points this season. Man wipes out. Badgers take the puck. Here's Bantle. Bantle across the line. He'll scoop it to the corner. Shoved to the right. The puck went to the left. Badgers hold. Dexheimer put it on goal off a stick to the corner. Horbach moved it for Bantle. Below the goal line right side. He's now tied up. Bantle. Puck squirts free. Schouty had it. And headman's Menisto. This kid is fast. Menisto finds a trailer. That's Baskill. The defenseman shoots one low stick. Save made by McClellan. Steered it to the near side. To the corner now. Dexheimer took a blow from Tanner Kelly. Cilia now taps back to Vorlicki. Now Ben Dexheimer has it. 7:50 to go here in the second. 2-1 Badgers. Cilia across the line. Badgers onside. Drop pass. Open man. Horbach shoots one. That's blocked by Kelly. Ricocheted to the corner. He goes to get it. Moved it back behind the net for Levshnov. Artem Levshnov angles a pass for Kelly off his stick. And then he back towards the Michigan State zone. Could be icing on the Badgers.
Yep.
And it is. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics.
Well, they'll bring the faceoff back down in. And I think the only person who was not able to make a line change was Jack Horbach. So you'll see him resting on his knees here for a few minutes trying to get a couple blows.
Finley's out there. Fitzgerald to take the draw. And off the draw, shot by Larson, blocked by Vorlicki. And from his right knee, he lifts it all the way down on Michigan State's net. Augustine puts a stick on it and then just puts his glove down and gets a stoppage. And we'll take a break as well. With 7:22 left in the second period, Wisconsin 2, Michigan State 1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers, leading 2-1. Both teams at full strength. Puck comes out to the point. Lodge sets, shoots low left, and a pad save made by Augustine. Fitzgerald setting up. Whitelaw shoots one. Left pad save made by Augustine. Whitelaw able to play it to the left corner of the Michigan State zone, but Nienhaus goes to get it. The team captain for the Spartans. O'Connell knocked to his knees. Michigan State delayed offside. Now it's waved off as Whitelaw played it back towards the Michigan State line. Savage off the wall. Taps it Larson. He shoots one. Good stick by Lodge. Ricocheted off the glass far side. O'Connell could feel Lotch coming towards him, and he turned away from the potential contact and gave the puck away. Whitelaw now had it whacked from behind off his stick. Turning in to our left is Larson. Slot pass off balance and a stick save made by McClellan on a quick snapshot by Gavin O'Connell, who's got 14 goals this season.
That was pretty.
Yeah.
That was stick to stick.
We have icing. We do. Icing called on Wisconsin. 6:24 to go here in the second period.
I don't understand that. He stuck out his leg to try and stop the puck, yep. And it went right between his legs. Is that not
close enough? That's Michigan State defender, yeah. It sure would be to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Face off to the left of McClellan. Shots on goal 29-15 in favor of the Badgers. Still 2-1 first period goals from freshman Sawyer Scholl and senior Carson Bantle. And now we've got timeout called by Wisconsin. We'll take one as well. 6:24 to go in the second. 2-1 Badgers. A 1 minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
11% off everything is happening now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices on the largest in-stock appliance selection. Ready to take home today. A 5-cycle stainless steel dishwasher. It's only $598. Plus, get additional 11% off. Or get a stainless steel gas range. On sale for $648. Plus, get additional 11% off. Good through March 3rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
So Wisconsin coach Mike Hastings used his timeout after an icing. Badgers looked a little tired. And so Cilia comes out with Lucius Desane foul. Pilatichuk and Dexheimer. Cilia won the faceoff. And they roll it around the kick plate. Now Lucius sweeps it ahead for Desane foul. Too far, though. Gucciardi went to the defenseman. Puck deflects out to center ice near the Badger bench. And then Davidson tried to carry Pilatichuk into the Badgers bench. Much like Dexheimer did to Dorwart last night. Now here comes Michigan State on the attack. Gucciardi lost the puck. Batted back to Wisconsin's Pilatichuk. Tried to get it out of the zone. Could not. Held in. Look out. Here's a chance in tight. Pass by Michigan State's Lebster, who's back on the ice. Didn't get through. Now a defenseman. Sturback shoots one. McClellan made the stop. Tries to gather in the rebound. Instead knocked to the far side wall.
Picked up by in, Maddie.
Lebster with it. Lebster back behind the net. Good catch behind the cage. An aerial feed that Mueller caught on his stick. Dropped it down. Pitched a pass to Lebster. He's got it out high now. Two Badgers on him. Fans off to his left, and he'll scoop it down to the corner. Mueller tied up by Dexheimer. 5:25 left in the second. 2-1 Wisconsin. Michigan State winning the Big Ten regular season championship with its 5-2 win last night. Badgers will finish second and host Ohio State next weekend, but the Badgers badly want to beat the Spartans after losing three straight the regular season to Michigan State. Pass in front of the net came all the way out high. Sturback backpedaling, goes to the right wing. Davidson out of his reach. Collected by Pilatichuk, and he clanks it off the glass. Takes a fortunate bounce to Cruz Lucius. One on three. Lucius across the line. Protects the puck. Now turns and whips it into the corner. Augustine slowed it with the paddle of his stick. Horbach then. Mellenbacher behind the net. Oh, Horbach turns to his right quickly. Puck rolled off his stick, but he takes it back right side. Finds a man wide open. Backside, Bantle scores. What a look by Horbach setting up Bantle. Two tonight for the big fella. It's 3-1 Wisconsin.
Well, if they could give two assists, I would give one to Horbach and the other one to Horbach. He did everything on that play. A great escape behind the net. Draw people to him. Find the open man. And not to say that Carson Bantle didn't do a good job of sniping, but the fact of the matter being all the work was done by Horbach.
Carson Bantle with his two goals tonight. He's taken over the team lead. He's got 14. Bantle at 15-20 from Jack Horbach and Owen Mellenbacher. It's a 3-1 Wisconsin advantage. Bantle wants more. Remember, he had a hat trick against Penn State earlier this season. Bantle lost his stick, now kicks it, keeps it alive. Mellenbacher tried to draw it around to the right of the goaltender and lift a backhander, but he got knocked down. And now whistling offside called against Michigan State with 4:16 left. Again, Bantle from Horbach and Mellenbacher at the 15-20 mark of the second period, 3-1 Wisconsin.
I'm going to have to ask Carson one of these days, do you always have to get partially undressed when you go into there? He lost his glove. He lost his stick. Oh, man.
Oh, the smiles all around and the head taps. Bantle's always got a smile on his face. Puck sent into the Wisconsin zone. Look out. Here's McClellan making a nice stop on a shot by Kelly. Put his pass together just in time. Now Sawyer Scholl to Anthony Kerr. He'll escape some pressure and he'll scoop it out to center. Intended for Finley. Caught up in his skates. Baskell's got it. Right wing now. Michigan State will dump it in. McClellan watches it go and Kerr goes to get it. Kerr from behind. Kept his balance. Able to work it free to Scholl, but then taken back by Michigan State. A setup and a quick snapshot by Shouty. Stopped by McClellan. And now Sawyer Scholl comes out of there with it. 3-on-2 for Wisconsin. Pass ahead. Too far for Stramel, unfortunately. Now Scholl keeps it alive in the attacking zone. Puck squirts back behind the net. First man to it will be Charlie Stramel. Stramel tried to wheel and pass with a backhand to Finley, who was in front of the net, but that was broken up. Michigan State's Levshnov's got it now. Levshnov for the Green Bay Gamblers a year ago had 13 goals and 41 points in 62 games. He was a third-team member of the United States Hockey League All-Star squad. And he's going to be a first-round draft pick in 2024. Niehaus can't handle the pass out of the point. Tassie tried to jam it free. Instead, back Wisconsin's way, and Wisconsin's Dexheimer now has it. Good-looking player, though, isn't he?
9 goals, 32 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Plus 25.
Yeah.
Crisscross Tassie. Fitzgerald, Tassie left side, tried to undress the defenseman. Sturback lost the puck. Centering pass now. It was Fitzgerald intended for Dick, intercepted by Larson. Dick had his stick lifted, though, as he tried to finish off that play.
Yeah, you're going to have to work for those goals in front.
Here's O'Connell wheeling away from Wisconsin's Dick, and then Tassie, far side, Sturback. He found a lane to shoot, but it was blocked down by Scholes, and they tried to chip it up off the glass and out instead, accidentally threw it into the crowd, and I think everybody's okay. Badgers with a 3-1 lead, 2:24 to go in the second period. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin.
Well, Christian, this is a big face-off. Clock's winding down. They've had a little bit of intense or sustained pressure in Michigan State. But I think that the Badgers have done a much better job of getting pucks after the faceoff, win or loss.
Yeah, Badgers. Fitzgerald has won 7 of 10 faceoffs. Turnover near the Michigan State line. Fitzgerald cuts to the slot, got slashed at, fell over the stick of Davidson, no penalty. Here comes Geary now for Michigan State. Left-hander turns and looks, puts one towards the front of the net. That went off maybe McClellan. It was Borlicki in the vicinity as well. Lebster was in front of the Badgers' net. Ricocheted towards the slot, and then Wisconsin trying to scoop it up and out and gets the job done. 1:45 to play. Russell into the attacking zone. Slowed by DeSaint Fowle. Walks past Borlicki. Centering pass. Knocked free by Lucius. Chipped ahead by DeSaint Fowle. Lucius joins the rush. 2-on-2. DeSaint Fowle across the line. Right down the slot. Lucius shoots one into the belly of Augustine. And he hangs on. 1:34 to go in the second. 31 shots on goal for the Badgers. 21 for Michigan State. 3-1 Wisconsin.
I don't think that Lucius had enough time to actually tee that one up the way he wanted to. Number one. And number two, by not having that much time, the goaltender came out with to the top of the crease and didn't give Lucius very much time to shoot or a good place to shoot.
Yeah, Trey Augustine coming off a career-high 44 saves last night. Off the draw, Bantel had a chance for a hat trick but whiffed. Now Mellenbacher steals the puck, loose in the slot. Turnaround shot by Horbach on goal, and Augustine stopped that one as well. And another faceoff forthcoming. Boy, this line of Bantel, Mellenbacher, and Horbach have given to Michigan State fits.
Well, that's a big part of it, but there's also a lot of meat out there.
Right?
There's some big boys up front.
6'2", 198 for Mellenbacher. Horbach's 5'11", 176. He's puny. And then there's Carson Bantel, 6'5", 210. Face-off won by the Badgers. Kerr, left side. Little sauce pass with a backhand. Horbach finds Mellenbacher, but he was canceled out by the stick of Gucciardi. Horbach holds the zone and then gave it away to Gucciardi. Michigan State fans out three wide. Left side, Benisto, his shot blocked. It slides through the slot, and then a turnaround shot by Gucciardi through the low slot right in front of McClellan. He let it go to the near boards. 1 minute to go in the period. Wisconsin leads Michigan State 3-1. Puck loose in the corner. Referee letting them play. Two Badgers, two Spartans, all tight along the corner wall down to our left. Still trying to dig it out. Horbach goes down. Kelly goes down. Kerr's got the puck. Anthony Kerr scooted back behind his own net. And we'll see what he's going to do from here. 35 seconds to go in the period. Slow moving pass to Daniel Lotch. He'll refeed Kerr. Kerr.
Look up.
Shouty right at him. Now Anthony will step to his right. Here he comes with 24 seconds left. Almost seems like they're playing for a final shot.
Yeah.
Looks like basketball. Although Whitelaw, he'll shoot any time, and he does from long range. Save made by Augustine. That's his 30th, and he covers. Faceoff coming up in the offensive zone for the Badgers, who lead 3-1.
Difference between that and basketball is there would have been 7 timeouts in that last 18
sure.
seconds.
Right. So cool today to see Howard Moore here at the Kohl Center, his first game back in 5 years after that horrific accident and all the health issues that Howard's gone through. His son Jarrell with a wonderful presentation to the fans here on hand for Wisconsin's game against Illinois. But good to see Howard Moore and Rashard Griffith bringing him out. Michael Finley, Tracy Webster. Oh, that was fun. Badgers struggling in their own end a little bit, but the horn will sound, and that'll do it for the second period. Only one goal scored in the second period. It belongs to Wisconsin's Carson Bantle, his second of the game. And after two from Madison, it's Wisconsin 3, Michigan State 1. Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Again, only, there's playoff games here next weekend, but next year, make sure you check it out, uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Again, 3-1 Wisconsin leads Michigan State after two. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, only one more chance to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Badger men's basketball faces off against Rutgers at 6 p.m. on March 7th to conclude regular season play at the Kohl Center. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS as they entertain Rutgers 6 p.m. on March 7th.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, after he won 20-24 last night or whatever it was, 24 of 28.
Yep.
Yeah, Mellenbacher, Owen's doing a nice job, and Christian Fitzgerald's won 7 out of 10 so far. Badgers with a 3-1 lead on Michigan State. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Here at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin with a 3-1 lead on Michigan State in period number 2. Elsewhere tonight, Penn State beat Ohio State 2-1 to sweep that series in Columbus. Liam Soulier, 25 save for the Nittany Lions, who will be on the road for the first round of the playoffs next weekend. Penn State will be at Minnesota, and the Gophers were down 3-0 and 4-1, then tied it, but Rutger McGroarty scored with about 3.5 minutes left. Michigan with a 1-goal lead and about 3 minutes to go at Mariucci Arena. Minnesota's already locked up third place. Michigan will host Notre Dame in the first round of the playoffs next weekend.
I heard on the Big Ten Network, I can't remember who the announcer was, said if there was any team that I would be scared of going into the playoffs that has not performed that well in the first half of the season, but is much better in the second half, it would be the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And I tend to agree with that.
Really?
They scare me in for whatever reason. I don't know if it's Bobby Motzkow's mentality or what it is, but come playoff time, they're all jacked up.
Again, Wisconsin will be ready for the playoffs next weekend. Oh, now 5-5. Minnesota just scored again. It's a 5-5 game at Mariucci Arena. We'll have all the final scores coming up on our post-game show, including updates from the state boys and girls hockey tournaments and the NCAA Division III postseason tournaments, plus the Wisconsin women victorious today over St. Thomas 9-1 in advance to the WCHA final faceoff next weekend in Minneapolis. Again, 3-1 Wisconsin leads Michigan State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Harbor. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
I'm hosting Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Regular season finale after the disappointment of losing last night. Unable to play for a Big Ten championship tonight, the Badgers have played well again and lead the Spartans as we get set for period number three. And we've talked about how good Wisconsin's been in the third period this season, outscoring opponents now 43-21. Michigan State scored 3 third period goals yesterday, 2 empty netters. Badgers 18-0 this season when leading after 2 periods of play, and they'll try to get to win number 25. Last time Wisconsin won 25 games or more in a regular season, guys like Danny Heatley, Steve Reinprecht, and Jeff Desner were skating in front of Graham Melanson and the 1999-2000 Wisconsin Badgers. 24 years ago, the last time Wisconsin won 25 or more regular season games. Faceoff here to start the third, won by Michigan State, and will dump it in off the stick of McClellan, picked up by Wisconsin's Palatichuk. He almost threw it right to the stick of Nicholas Mueller, who would have been wide open right circle and an angle to shoot. Now Michigan State offside, 12 seconds into the third period.
I'm beginning to think Joe might be colorblind because the guy had his stick on the ice, yeah, and he put it right on his stick. And I was like, whoa,
wow,
that's 10 feet away from the Badger player you're supposed to be passing it to, buddy.
And the Badgers have performed well here. Their offense has looked pretty good. A couple of breakdowns last night cost them in the end. Michigan State dumped it in. Daniel Lodge up along for DeSaint Fowl. Blind pass to Cilia. Now cross ice Lucius. Badgers onside. And the puck rolls to the right corner. DeSaint Fowl goes hip to hip with the defenseman Nienhaus, who gets some support, does Nienhaus, from centerman Carson Duerwart. Now Duerwart pitched the backhand pass to Russell. Immediately on him, Lodge. Duerwart's got it now. Defending is Cilia. Duerwart, turnaround shot out high. On goal, McClellan sliding to his right, got his right pad on it, and then put his glove down and hung on. And now Daniel Lodge, who you don't often see retaliator jaw, mixing it up with Artem Levchnov there for a little bit, but then they just kind of separated on their own and calmly skate back to their own benches.
Well, neither one understood what the other one was saying.
Oh, is that it? Daniel speaks English and Levchnov is from Belarus.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, here's a shot that McClellan looks to his right. It goes to the corner now. Scholl with it. He looked back to his left and then put the puck into traffic and lost it for a moment. Sawyer's got it back. Now knifed off his stick, taken by Red Savage, and then from behind, Charlie Stramel with it. Then Charlie stepped on the puck. One of the defenders lost his stick, and now the puck goes rolling back into the Wisconsin end, and Zach Scholes goes to get it. That was not a pretty 15 to 20 second period of hockey.
No, I was about to say, would somebody please stick a fork in that puck?
Oh, look out. Finley lost it. Larson's got it. Good back check. Stramel and an errant pass to the point. Stick a fork in it.
Bear down.
Mm-hmm. Michigan State forced to go back into its own zone. Buffalo, New York native Patrick Geary headmans O'Connell, weaving his way, and a tough angled shot by O'Connell. Easy save for McClellan, who followed the path of O'Connell, came down the middle, then cut off to his right, and that was a sharp angled shot that McClellan handled easily. 21 saves tonight for Kyle McClellan, the Mike Richter Award finalist and Hobie Baker candidate.
I would venture to say that Michigan State is pleased with this first minute 40 seconds because they've been in the Badger zone all night, or in the whole third period, and Badger's just not sharp.
Joe Palatichuk after the faceoff win for the Badgers. Horbach able to knock it out to center, just out of the reach of Mellenbacher. It's loose. Bantle reaching for it. Now Michigan State's Gucciardi has it. Zips a pass ahead to Kelly, who got a pretty good check from the linesman that time, Dan Cohen. Cohen actually grabbed his right shoulder. Did you see that? Now a shot from out high by Sturback off his stick and out of play. They ran right into Dan Cohen's right shoulder, and as the Spartan continued his progress into the offensive zone, Cohen just grabbed his right shoulder like somebody had punched him hard.
Well, he picked the wrong linesman. He should have taken the tall, skinny guy across the street instead of this guy.
Face off to McClellan's left. A warning, and they'll drop it again. Badgers have been so good this season on faceoffs. They've won 29 of 49 here tonight. Fitzgerald battling for it, and they have now won 30 of 50. Lodge, though, couldn't clear. Puck comes to the stick of Lebster. Fends off Lodge, still on him, and then eventually the puck comes off his stick, and Tassie picked it up and chipped it off the wall through neutral ice. And then Fitzgerald knocks it down there onside, looking Whitelaw. Nope. No, late whistle. Oh, and then Cucciardi went up high on Fitzgerald for whatever reason. And now Tassie's shoving Davidson away.
Not sure. That was a late whistle.
And it was a very late whistle. Christian Fitzgerald already was 10, 15 feet in the offensive zone with the puck by the time the whistle blew. And we're going to take a look at replay and see if, in fact, he was offside or not. The puck came out towards the blue line. Well, Whitelaw was clearly offside, way on the other side. I just don't know why the whistle took so long. Face off, Fitzgerald won it so strongly it went deep into the Michigan State zone. They rim it around out to neutral ice, and Lodge refeeds the attacking end. Whitelaw angles in on the forecheck. Instead, it's Levshnov. Headmans to Russell. Did he touch it? He did. No icing. Good hustle by Durwart to cancel out icing, but Kerr walled him off. The Badgers outlet pass, Tassie threw it right to Levshnov, who read the play. Then Whitelaw, looking down at the puck, didn't play it, took a hit. Cilia's now got it, one on four. From behind, Levshnov shoves him off the puck, and now Russell stops at center ice. Howard's got it with Durward. Scholes missed the poke check, bouncing puck in the Badgers' end. Howard to the right point, Levshnov reaching, can't play it. DeSaint Foul picks it up, one on three. DeSaint Foul, round behind his back, carries it towards the net, and it's back behind the right skate of Augustine. Finally gets a whistle from the referee, Andrew Brueggemann.
Almost in the same position that Scholes scored his original goal, from a better angle, but puck ended up in the same place.
He went around behind his neck and then tucked it off the side of the net where it kind of curves to the goal post. Augustine had his right skate on that post, and you lose sight of the puck for just a split second, but it was right along his skate. Face off in the Michigan State zone, won by the Spartans, although a battle continues. And eventually it's Larson now for Sparty out of its own end. Here's Savage, cut off by Dexheimer. Out to the point now, Baskill swings it far side. Geary's shot, stick saved by McClellan. Turnaround shot, tough angle, stopped by McClellan. And the puck came almost back to McClellan. Now Scholl had it on his stick. He's knocked down from behind by O'Connell. No penalty call. Finley just took a stick up by the chin. Baskill now throws it back deep. Palatichuk preventing Gavin O'Connell from playing the puck. And now Palatichuk back behind his own net. We'll nudge it ahead for Stramel. Bad pass right to the stick of O'Connell, but Charlie got it back. Fortunate. Nice angled pass up ahead now. Finley one-on-one with a backpedaling Sturback. Topol trying to shoot and does, and he rows it too high. Boy, he got that shot off. Bounces to the corner. Mellenbacher in pursuit. Rolls around to the far side. O'Connell had his stick lifted, but it's jammed free. Now battling back Mellenbacher, and he won it free for Wisconsin's Horbach. He's got it slot. Cuts to his left. Can't get a shot off. Geary got in his way. Out of the point lodge. He swings it far side. Now Kerr muffed the puck a little bit down to the corner. Mellenbacher lets it go to Bantle. Carson with two goals tonight. Now Michigan State whacks it all the way down. That'll be icing on the Spartans. 15-21 to go here in the third period. Badgers with a 3-1 lead on Michigan State.
About 35 seconds in the offensive zone for the Badgers. Then they force the icing against Michigan State. Yep. Badgers come out with five new horses. Michigan State, a lot of guys leaning on their sticks.
Yep, Whitelaw, Fitzgerald, Tassie, the forward line for Mike Hastings' squad. Lotch and Kerr out defensively. It's Tiernan Shouty to take the draw. Their best faceoff man at 56%. Fitzgerald a little under 50 this season. Puck goes to the corner. 50-50 battle ensues. Whitelaw won it free to Tassie. Puck caught up in skates. Pulls it free to the point now. Carries on the left side. His shot blocked by Larson. Goes about 20 feet into the air. Over by the Michigan State bench. And that's where it's taken by Daniel Lotch. Lodge to Kerr. Here's Whitelaw now off to his left in the attacking zone. Tried to cycle to the corner. Tassie will retrieve. Centering pass right through a couple of Michigan State defenders. From behind, Whitelaw got away with a hook, and then he lost his stick in the sweater of Manisto. Scholes took a hit from Shouty, and now Michigan State refeeds the Wisconsin zone. 33-24 shots on goal for the Badgers, who lead 3-1. Whitelaw just got spun around and down. No penalty called. He's looking to the referee, but nothing. Here's Scholes now. Zach Scholes dumps it in. It caroms off the corner wall towards the net. And Augustine just waffled it down for his teammate, Nienhaus. Lev Schnaw to Lebster. Off the heel of his stick towards the Badgers' cage. Dexheimer played it to the corner and meets Lebster there. Now Kelly sweeps it behind the net. Mueller can't reach it. Nienhaus pinches in the defenseman. Now Lebster tied up by Dexheimer. Oh, puck came into the slot. Mueller was cutting to the net. Too far for him, and the Badgers took it away. Cilia now dumps it in and pursues. Nice play to DeSaint Foul. Little hesitation move. He had Lodge open in the slot, but stick handled a bit too much. Michigan State couldn't clear. Good stick by Lucius. DeSaint Foul knocked off balance. Cilia tried to spin and feed him in the slot, but DeSaint Foul just getting back on his skates. Now the Spartans give it away. Here's Kerr walking in left circle. Lost the puck. Lucius now trying to play it. He taps it back to the near side and Scholl. He'll shoot one. Got through, and Augustine made the stop. DeSaint Foul swinging a stick in front of the goaltender's eyes, but Augustine made the save. 13:30 left here in the third. 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Lotch able to wall off Mueller as he tried to carry it to the net, but he lost the puck. McClellan covers and a stoppage in play. Again, 3-1 Badgers. 13:24 left here in period number three.
Wise move by Kyle. I mean, the new line that had just come out for Michigan State. Looked like Daniel Lotch was having a tough time playing anybody one-on-one.
Yeah.
And they just turn around and take the face off, get some new bodies out there.
Scholl warned now by the linesman Dan Cohen. He'll take the face off with Carson Duerwart. And Scholl won that draw. And Lotch will just scoop it out to center. Brought down by Gucciardi. Throws it to his right. Picks it up with a stick and dumps it in. McClellan settles the bouncing puck behind his cage. Lotch moved it around, but out of the reach of Stramel. Sent back deep in the Wisconsin end. Kerr swoops in and picks up the puck. He'll slide it ahead to Charlie. And Stramel now pitchforked it ahead to Finley. Flying into the offensive zone. Just can't run it down to take it to the net. But Trailer Mellenbacher, beautiful pass. Here's Stramel. Oh, nice save made by Augustine. Moving to his right and blocked down that wrister by Stramel. Good puck movement, though.
That was good.
Finley, Mellenbacher, and Stramel.
Textbook 3-on-2.
And now Michigan State's Isaac Howard with it. Howard with the puck. Tampa Bay Lightning first-round draft pick a couple of years ago. 31st overall selection, the Hudson, Wisconsin native. Mike Vorlicki able to pivot and use his body to keep Russell away from the puck. And now Vorlicki back at his own end. 12:25 to go in the third. Badgers with a 3-1 advantage, trying to get the 25 wins to finish off the regular season. And what a wonderful regular season it's been. A lot to cheer about and a lot more to come. Palatichuk, right wing, Vorlicki gains the line and will rifle it into the left corner. Rolls all the way to Horbach. He cuts to the high slot. He's wide open. Moves to his right to the circle. Looking, shooting, and just missing on the blocker's side of Augustine. Fitzgerald and Geary both went down and were laying on top of one another in the Michigan State zone. They finally both got up. Geary went to the bench. Fitzgerald remains for Wisconsin. Dexheimer, now with help from Tassi, moved it back for Palatichuk. Reverses course to Dexheimer, steps to his left and tried to move it up off the high glass, but instead threw it into the crowd. And hopefully everybody's all right. 11:38 to go here in the third. 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Carson Bantle, a couple of goals tonight. Medford native Sawyer Scholl with his fourth of the year.
Scoring machine.
Yeah, he's a guy. Oh, he's fun. He's fun to watch. I don't care what anybody says. He's got that youthful enthusiasm. Yeah. No, seems to have no fear.
Wow.
And just goes until he drops. I love that.
Faceoff won by Michigan State at center ice. Nienhaus will send it in. Dorwar put it towards the front of the net, but intercepted by Ben Dexheimer. Leading the rush the other way. Bumped it ahead. Too far for Lucius. Now Shouty with it. Taps it off to Manisto. Give and go with Kelly. Manisto right wing. In his way is Palatichuk. And then he shoves Manisto, who threw it in front of the net. That goes off the stick of D. St. Foul. He'll get there and chip it out to center. 11-11 to go here in the third. 3-1 Badgers. Right wing pass Shouty. Cilia on him. Shouty turns. Open man, Manisto. And once he tried to shoot the puck, Stramel stood up, stepped up, and stopped his progress, and Manisto went stumbling by him without ever shooting the puck.
Bucky has turned the puck over way too many times in the neutral zone.
Yeah, here's Palatichuk now. Back to Lotch. Badgers get a change nearing the midway point of the third period. A 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Stramel trying to go between the legs to Finley. Didn't work, but the Badgers' second bid to dump it in does. Stramel now hustling after it. Gucciotti got there first. Scholl jammed it free for a moment, but Sturback now has it. Sturback, 45th overall pick in the 2023 draft by the Buffalo Sabres. His dad, Martin Sturback, 2010 Olympian for Slovenia. Played with the LA Kings, Pittsburgh Penguins. You may have heard the name. Oh, here's a shot that's deflected over the top of the cage. Pass now, off balance. Davidson had it on his backhand in the slot, couldn't shoot. Now Gucciardi rifles one. That's back behind the cage. Picked
stops
up by Michigan
starts,
State.
Boys.
Look out. 3-1 game. Wisconsin with a lead, but Michigan State's had the better of it. And now Wisconsin needing a change. Scholl carries it to center and just softly places it in the Spartan zone.
Stops and starts.
Yeah.
Too many circles.
There's Gucciardi, and he'll flip it deep. Scholl's looking for who's around, and he moves it for Mellenbacher, and he'll carry it ahead. Tried to slide it between the legs of Baskel for Horbach. That was deflected. Baskel's got it now. Howard taps off Dorwart. Hard to the net goes Russell. Pass to him, intercepted by Mellenbacher. Good play by the Badgers freshman centerman. Scholl's round to Forlicky. Out of the Badgers' end comes Horbach. Pass. Nice catch on his backhand with his stick behind his back, Carson Bantle. And then he falls down in the offensive zone.
Michigan had to be State a pure accident.
Yeah, right. Pure accident that he fell down or he made the catch.
That he made the catch on his back end.
Yep. Badgers were able to chop it out to center. Tassi moves it for Whitelaw. Gets his feet moving. He cuts to the middle of the ice. Left wing pass for Palatichuk just off the toe of his stick. Joe sends it back deep around to the right wing and Fitzgerald. Refeeds to the corner, but Tassi late getting there. Nienhaus had it. Hands off to Levshnov. 3-1 Wisconsin lead. 8:45 to go. Across the line, Howard. Pass intercepted by Fitzgerald. Weaves his way through a couple of Spartans. Hands off now to Tassi. Tassi taps it. Center ice. Whitelaw, fortunate. The puck kicked his way. Williams got it. Cycles behind the net, but Fitzgerald can't get there. Michigan State's Nienhaus does. Takes a hit from Tassi. And now Savage slides it across. Levshnov onside. No, offside on Michigan State. 8:27 to go in the third. It's Wisconsin 3, Michigan State 1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin Badger men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season. 3-1 Wisconsin leads Michigan State. 8:27 to go in the third period here at the Kohl Center in Madison. An excellent crowd tonight. Over 13,000 fans on hand. The Badgers will average over 10,000 fans in the regular season. Second best in the country attendance-wise behind North Dakota. Badgers hold the zone. Karalex to put it on goal. Augustine makes an easy glove save. And now Michigan State breaks out. Larson, middle of the ice, drop pass right wing. It's Savage, and he puts one on goal. And McClellan was right there waiting for it and just smothered the puck with his midsection and a faceoff to come to his left.
Yeah, Michigan State kind of interwoven all three of the forwards. Cilia,
yep.
Care, Lotch all kind of stayed in their lanes, but that gave them the opportunity to shoot the puck, and then you have to turn around and find an open man in case there's a rebound. Good play by Michigan State. Better play defensively by Wisconsin.
Turn and Shouty out there. Sophomore, his twin brother Tyler plays for Bob Daniels at Ferris State.
Yes, he does.
Yep, recruited by Drew Famulak. Offside called on Wisconsin. Bantle backed his way to the Michigan State zone with a puck in front of him, and he's offside.
That's the other playoff-bound Division III stuff that we should be.
Yep. Well, I'm waiting to hear. I know St. Norbert upset Adrian in the NCHA championship game today in Adrian. 3-1. St. Norbert wins and gets an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. Hunter Garvey made 35 saves for Tim Coughlin's club. And now long-range shot by Wisconsin's Forlicky off the mark. Mellenbacher goes to get it. Speaking of Tim Coughlin, long time. Oh, nice play by Bantle. Finds Mellenbacher. Back behind the net. Tried to wrap it around. It ricocheted free. Bantle has it on his stick. Carries it to the corner. Bantle now cycles with Ben Dexheimer. Ran into Geary. Able to move the puck to Mellenbacher. Slow-moving pass for Horbach now. Cuts back to his left, and bowling him over was Geary. He lays on top of him. No penalty call. Michigan State the other way. Shouty with Manisto. Right-wing pass. Kelly reaches for it, catches it, shoots it. Blocker, or bigger part, right pad save made by McClellan. Kicked it all the way up through the high slot. Now the Badgers pull out a chuck after it. Tim Coughlin, the longtime coach at St. Norbert. His son played pretty well today for Green Bay Notre Dame, which won its second straight Division I WIAA Boys State Hockey Championship out at Middleton at Bob Suter's Cap Ice.
A lot of familiar names in the high school ranks.
Oh, yeah. 6:50 to go here in the third. A 3-1 Wisconsin lead. We've got a whistle.
Nobody knows where the puck went.
Stoppage in play because there's
it went over
to play
the glass.
With.
It went over the glass, and it's right down there in the corner by the student section. And some young lady's going, what am I supposed to do with this?
Here we go. Joseph Coughlin, a goal, two assists today. Green Bay Notre Dame beat Brookfield by the final score of 3-1. Notre Dame wins its second straight Division I state championship. Isaac Sable, a goal, two assists. Austin Westergaard scored twice as Fond du Lac St. Mary's Springs beat New Richmond 6-2 for its second straight Division II state championship. And Tristan Wickland had two goals. Sophie Boland had a goal, two helpers. And Central Wisconsin, the Storm, beat the Bay Area Ice Bears 4-3 to win the girls state championship. Fifth for Central Wisconsin. Second title in 3 years for the Storm. Congratulations to the state champions. Levshnov shot out high, blocked by Tassi. He's wounded. Shot towards the front of the net. Oh, McClellan stopped one, then another. Loose puck, and Tassi sweeps it to the corner. Now he's laying on top of Fitzgerald. Badgers little dog tired. Tassi reaching for the puck, still loose. Levshnov with it. His snapshot. Oh, reaching up and out off a body. Lotch, I think, made contact. That goes over the glass and out of play. So the Badgers scrambling in their own end, leading 3-1. Michigan State not giving up.
No, they're not. And William Whitelaw is going to learn very quickly that if you keep your head down when you're catching the puck from the defenseman and their defenseman comes in and rails you, you got to get back right back up. You just can't throw the puck blindly to whomever you prefer.
Wisconsin wins the defensive zone faceoff, and Scholes will send it out to center. Dorwart finds Russell, but they were offside. Yep. Hey, listen to coverage of NCAA championships on the Varsity Network app, powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage along with most school broadcasts through a multicast option. That's only on the Varsity Network app, available for free in your app store. Face off outside the Wisconsin zone. 3-1, Wisconsin leads Michigan State. Regular season finale. Puck in the Badgers zone. Dexheimer thought about going left, comes back right, finds Joe Palatichuk, makes the catch off the kick plate.
Yeah.
Badgers can't clear, though.
Losing the battles along the boards is not a good contention.
Yeah, Celia now moves it ahead. Lucius, headman pass too far for DeSaint Foul. Sturback's now got it. Taps it to Dorwart. Looked like Russell was offside, no call. Badgers trying to jam it out. Still trying. Palatichuk gets the job done. Lucius knocked to a knee, trying to forecheck, but now he'll head back to the Badgers bench. 5:15 to go.